time once again to bring in a regular weekly guest that we always feature on Mondays in the summer during the incredible season at Music Mountain, and that is Oscar Espina Ruiz, who is the artistic director. And they've had incredible weather this past weekend for their Saturday and Sunday shows, and we hope it's the same for next weekend. Good morning, Oscar. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning, Marshall. Incredible weather, incredible music. Wow, amazing weekend, for sure.
Well, it was another successful weekend because I can tell I have friends on Music Mountain who see the cars go by going both in and leaving. But what's great about Music Mountain is the diversity of performers and types of music. And this weekend is absolutely no exception because on July 14th and July 15th, you have some incredible shows coming up. First of all, we'll start off on the Saturday evening show on the 14th at 6:30. Monk and Moore, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I was just listening to Helen Sung. So she will be a premiere at Music Mountain. She's coming to Music Mountain for the first time. She's a fine pianist. And she just, you know, she has these great rave reviews. You know, Helen Sung's music has been called soulful, smart, punctuated by irresistible grooves. Well, what I think is that her music is just so melodic and so crisp. It's just very energizing. And also, it's very traditional. It's always based on the classics, of jazz. Especially, I think, Mingus and Monk, like the theme suggests. There is a background there that, you know, she did study, in particular, one of these composers, or just famous jazz pianists, I think in classical terms, I guess. Anyway, but her music is amazing. Her music is really beautiful, and she's coming with her quartet, so we'll have on stage four great musicians playing piano, tenor saxophone, bass, and drums for the evening on July 14th. Also as reference to try to grasp how her music sounds. So on opening night on Music Mountain Jazz, opening night, we had Ted Nash come up from Lincoln Center, and he's a regular at Lincoln Center Jazz. Well, right the week before, Ted Nash was playing with Helen Sung, and guess what? The Harlem String Quartet, actually, at Lincoln Center. So these are really close by artists who collaborate and who make great music. So I can't wait to hear Helen Sung on the 14th.
All right, and once again, remind you of those Saturday concerts. There's a special package where you can dine and see the concert, including the Falls Village Inn. More information is available at the Falls Village Inn and also Music Mountain. Now, let us move on to the Sunday concert at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is this the first time this string quartet is performing at Music Mountain?
That's right. That's another first-timer. The Escher String Quartet, I mean, he is well known to New York audiences and far beyond. They've been around for a while already. They came up into the scene mentored by the Emerson String Quartet, you know, and then they played for Zuckerman, for Perlman. They've been with the greatest of the greatest, la creme de la creme, and they sound really incredible. They're coming up to play, actually, and I want to focus on the repertoire also, because we've had 5 weeks of Beethoven that have been absolutely amazing. But we are now moving on, and I think I mentioned this from the stage yesterday. I mean, which other composer could we move on to after Beethoven? And I can only think of one, and that is Schubert. You know, Schubert, when he was dying, I mean, requested to hear some music, and that music was none but Opus 131 of Beethoven. He loved Beethoven, and Beethoven loved Schubert. So we'll hear Schubert's Death and the Maiden, really a blockbuster string quartet, really beautiful. And after Schubert, Schumann, and we'll hear Schumann's Piano Quintet. which is another amazing piece. I don't have to say anything about Schumann, one of the greatest piano quintets out there. The first in the medium, and really a staple of the repertoire. So, and the last thing to say about July 15 would be to talk about Jekwon Sunwo, the pianist. Actually, Jekwon has played at Music Mountain years ago as a young, talented pianist. Well, now he comes as a world-class winner. Last year, he won the top prize, the gold medal, at the Van Cliburn Piano Competition. And he's now based in Germany. He's concertizing all over the world. He's a big, big success and a tremendous artist. And he will be here next weekend on July 15th playing Schumann Piano Quintet with the Escher String Quartet. So another great concert. And also, I think it will be very, very wonderful after the Beethoven cycle to change gears a little bit and to change gears a little bit in this way, onto also great, great music that we all know very well.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, nowadays, I'm 65, and I know that growing up and loving the music I loved, I compared artist to artist, and I tend to think that young people who are not familiar with chamber music, or classical music for that, these composers that you're hearing of now were the rock stars of their day, and they were compared against one another. Really, it really was the same. It's just a different period of time.
Yes, absolutely. That's so interesting that you mentioned that. You know, and there is a third composer there also, Webern. But nothing to be afraid of with this Webern. It's a very lyrical short piece. That actually Harlan Quartet played last year. But yes, all these composers, I mean, Schubert died very young, Schumann relatively young. They were rock stars, yes. They were revolutionaries at their time. They wanted to change the world. And their music has that spirit, a youthful spirit. And so, yeah, I think if there are some younger people out there that are just curious about what's going on at Music Mountain, I mean, this might be very well the concert to check out on July 15th. I mean, this is one of those concerts that if you hear it, then you know. I mean, then you're in. You will be in for sure. This is the concert to come to. Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, tickets and information at musicmountain.org or 860-824-7126. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds great, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
That is Music Mountain in Falls Village. Once again, 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org.